Referenced as an environmental and conceptual body of artwork, for future generations, a plastic pollution study of Lake Erie is on exhibit at SEPA's second floor passageway gallery through February 15th. That exhibit was inspired 3 years ago at this place, Emerald Beach, a small enclave of sand and lakefront mostly hidden behind the rocks along Erie Basin Marina. Eco-artist Alexis Oltner.
I went to the beachfront because I really wanted to see the waterfront. I hadn't seen it before. And so I went and I was photographing the beach and I just saw all of these microplastics.
Can you give me an example of what you saw that day?
So really in between like the driftwood and on the sand, I started to notice like tiny little particles that were, you know, every single color in the rainbow. And I was just really overwhelmed by them. And so I just started taking more pictures. And when I got home, I felt really bad about the fact that I hadn't done anything about that.
That feeling was turned into action. A commercial photographer, Alexis brought an artful touch and a research-based approach to becoming a beach steward of sorts. She took thousands of photos and began cleaning the beach of trash. Eventually, she recruited groups to help clear the beach. All the while, in 40 different cleanups, she kept all of the plastic. Ice cream cups, balloon strings, 50-gallon drums.
I then photographed it all, and I did a color study by day. So I laid out all the pieces, and then from there I did an abstract photograph creation. And then I also created and I guess this goes back to my time at New Era and figuring out how to do production work, but I created just a square grid for myself out of popsicle sticks. And I did a square study as well with these pieces. So I'm looking for other ways to create new work from this plastic to keep the conversation going.
SEPA's second floor passageway gallery is an open, attractive space inside the Market Arcade on Main Street in Buffalo. Alexis Oltmer's work will be there through February 15th. Besides photos and grids, she hung bags of plastic taken from those 40 beach cleanups. And she's created unique plastic sculptures mounted on pieces of driftwood. Alexis has formed what she calls fossilized plastics pollution, translucent molds of found plastics cast in resin. The collection makes its point. Walking through downtown, plastics seem to become visible for the first time. They're everywhere. In parking lots, on sidewalks, at train stations. You can only imagine the plastic that's floating in Lake Erie.
The main point behind the show, you know, it's not to make people sad. It's to share with people that they can be empowered, that individuals can have power in lifestyle changes, or if there's something that they're really passionate about or frustrated about or feel hopeless about, feel like they don't have control over something, that there is hope and you do have power to create change or inspire people or invoke questions.
So the name of it is For Future Generations, a Plastic Pollution Study of Lake Erie. And Alexis, you did mention that there's a way to get a hold of you. How can people find out more about you and your work?
Yeah, so if you're on Instagram, my handle is at Alexis Oltmer. You can also stay up to date for the plastic pollution cleanups on Instagram at Plastic Free Buffalo. You can also reach me on my website. I have my contact information there, and it's alexisoltmer.com.
All right, Alexis, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.